All right, on taxes. We're talking taxes down in Washington, D.C. Taxes are going higher. The question is, how high? And who's going to pay for them? Is it the individual? Is it the corporation? If so, how about capital gains? All that seems to be on the table. Allison Versbro, Bloomberg Tax senior reporter, joins us.
Is she wearing a tax the rich?
She might have a tax the rich
today,
dress, maybe,
or
tax
today,
the rich.
Something like
exactly.
That,
yeah. Allison, give us where we are now, because we know there's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of jockeying here. Where are we now with President Biden's tax plan?
Well, thank you for having me on. And where we are now, so Ways and Means Democrats yesterday released nearly 900 pages of legislation that would impose, you know, tax hikes on corporations and wealthy individuals. You know, the headline here is that the top corporate rate would rise from 21% to 26.5%. The top capital gains rate would rise from 20% to 25%. With, you know, if you add a Medicare surtax, that's actually 28.8%. You know, so we have, you know, increases across the board, but the big takeaway here is a lot of these are watered down from provisions that President Biden originally introduced or proposed, you know, and that's really to appease some of these more moderate Democrats.
Is there a sense that, again, this watered down version of tax increases, will that, A, is it, can it be pushed through Congress, and B, will President Biden agree to it?
So I think, I mean, one of the more interesting things I think we might see here is that these could actually go down even a little bit more. So I know that Senator Joe Manchin has obviously said that he will not support a corporate tax rate of higher than 25%. So we could see that reduced a little bit. So I think right here, the president, I'm sure, would like to get do what he can to get this passed. So I'm sure he's willing to compromise here. I think the big question is, if they do, you know, water down these provisions even more, where do they raise the revenue elsewhere?
I look at this, and I, you know, my answer is, good morning, Barbara B. Connable, who was legendary at House Ways and Means, is every single word of this, Allison, is political. So you are a tax expert. How do you look at the political prism right now? Is these politicians stagger to a solution?
So I think, again, the name of the game is compromise, right? So one of the things that's missing from the Ways and Means legislation right now is President Biden's plan to tax unrealized gains of millionaires at death. So instead of doing that, there are some other provisions that would increase estate taxes, would make changes to trust that, you know, the wealthy use to get around the estate tax.
Okay.
So I think here it's just kind of a, you know, it's a balancing act.
Are these, and this goes to the drama of the Met Gala last night and the gentle lady from the Bronx, but are we taxing, as you just said, quote, the wealthy, or are we taxing educated professionals, sometimes single, sometimes dual income houses? Who are we really going after with this new math?
So a lot of these provisions do stick to the president's plan to only tax those making $400,000 or more. I guess you can debate, you know, in certain states whether that is a very wealthy individual or maybe someone more on kind of the higher middle class. But they are sticking to that promise for the most part.
For all our private equity listeners out there, Allison, carried interest. Where are we with carried interest?
So carried interest, there is a restriction in this proposal that would restrict the tax break for carried interest. You know, instead of 3 years, investment funds would have to hold the assets for more than 5 years in order to get that preferential rate on their carried interest. Again, this is another area, though, where they sort of pared back the Biden plan. He would have ended that tax break for anyone making more than $400,000. And I have, you know, seen some criticism of that, and so it remains to be seen whether that would get tightened even more, or if maybe the Senate, which is working on its own track, would have a more strict provision.
We got to go here, but I got one final question. We got to have you back more often. This has been wonderful, Allison. How far apart are liberal Democrats and moderate Democrats?
I think, you know, there are definitely areas that have been sticking points. I think in the most part, you know, most of them agree that they want to raise the corporate tax. Most of them agree that they want to raise the capital gains tax. I think some of these areas where we run into trouble are, again, you know, the tax on unrealized gains. There's been a lot of talk of, will that hit family farms and businesses? Biden has said he wants protection for that, but that still leaves people uneasy. So it's provisions like that that are really becoming the sticking points here, and we're going to have to see how that shapes up.
Allison, thank you. Allison Versbrill with Bloomberg Tax, senior reporter.